Praise the Lord, brethren. God bless you and welcome to Ecclesiastical Researches. I would like to read from a book entitled, What's Your Worldview? An Interactive Approach to Life's Big Questions by James N. Anderson on page 12. What in the world is a worldview? Your worldview represents your most fundamental beliefs and assumptions about the universe you inhabit. It reflects how you would answer all the big questions of human experience, the fundamental questions we ask about life, the universe, and everything. Is there a God? If so, what is God like, and how do I relate to God? If there isn't a God, does it matter? What is truth, and can anyone really know the truth anyway? Where did the universe come from, and where is it going, if anywhere? What's the meaning of life? Does my life have a purpose? And if so, what is it? What am I supposed to do with my life? What does it mean to live a good life? Does it really matter in the end whether or not I live a good life? Is there life after death? Are humans basically just smart apes with superior hygiene and fashion sense? Or is there more to us than that? Your worldview shapes and informs your experiences of the world around you. Like a pair of spectacles with colored lenses, it affects what you see and how you see it. Depending on the color of the lenses, you see some things more easily while other things are de-emphasized or distorted. In some cases, you don't see things at all. Worldviews are largely determine people's opinions on matters of ethics and politics, what you think about abortion, euthanasia, same-sex relationships, public education, economic policy, foreign aid, the use of military force, environmentalism, animal rights, genetic enhancement, and almost any other major issue of the day depends on your underlying worldview more than anything else. Brethren, God bless you and thank you for visiting Ecclesiastical Researches.